Presbyterian Church of Canada a confession. And this confession is our response to the Word of God. We acknowledge that the stated policy of the government of Canada was to assimilate Aboriginal peoples to the dominant culture, that the Presbyterian Church in Canada cooperated in this policy. We acknowledge that the roots of the harm we have done are found in the attitudes and values of Western European colonialism, and the assumption that what was not yet molded in our image was to be discovered and exploited. And as part of that policy, we with other churches encourage the government to ban some important spiritual practices through which Aboriginal peoples experience the presence of the Creator God. And for the church's complicity in this policy, we ask forgiveness. Presbyterian Church in Canada agreed to take the children of Aboriginal peoples from their own homes and place them in residential schools where we use disciplinary practices which are foreign to Aboriginal peoples and open to exploitation in physical and psychological punishment beyond any Christian maxim of care and discipline. There was opportunity for sexual abuse, and some were so abused. We regret that there are those whose lives have been deeply scarred by the effects of the mission and ministry of the Presbyterian Church in Canada. And for our church, we ask forgiveness of God. It is our hope that those whom we have wronged with a hurt too deep for telling will accept what we have to say. And with God's guidance, our church will seek opportunities to walk with Aboriginal peoples, find healing and wholeness together as God's people. Today, we too are taking steps to live up to our promise to walk together with Indigenous peoples, to find healing and wholeness. We've been involved in the settlement issue. We have appointed an Indigenous Aboriginal animator, Lori Ransom, who has been walking with me in this journey and who has been helping me every step of the way. Here in the Vancouver area, Mary Fontaine, who is my colleague and friend whom I've known for a long time, she leads Hummingbird Ministries. She is Cree, and she grew up in Mistawasa, Saskatchewan, which is about 120 kilometers north of Saskatoon. She attended the one remaining Presbyterian congregation on reserve, Mistawasa Memorial. Chief Mistawasis is buried in the graveyard of the church. He was an outstanding leader of the Cree in central Saskatchewan, and he signed Treaty 6. Hummingbird Ministries' mission is committed to bring healing. Mary Fontaine, working with members of local First Nations in BC here, conducts healing circles. Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people come together at these gatherings to share stories in the circle, and in so doing grow as people in communion and seek to build a new and healthy community. The Presbyterian Church is also involved in a number of other healing projects that bring communities together. We've raised funds for them. We have sought people to help us lead them. We were pleased to support the Youth Services Agency of Richmond, British Columbia, in arranging a National Aboriginal Day celebration on June the 21st of last year. We understand that the city of Richmond was enthusiastic and want to repeat and expand the celebrations this year, and we commend them for their commitment to building new relationships. I had the honor of writing a letter to congratulate those who were involved in that particular celebration. These are but two examples of the efforts that we are making in the Presbyterian Church of Canada to seek to restore right relationships between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people.